With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has wrapped up a Middle East tour in Turkey. Blinken says dealing with issues stemming from the Israel-Hamas war remains a work in progress.
We don't obviously agree on everything, but there are common views on some of the imperatives of the moment that we're working on together. And in other areas, we're making sure that we're communicating clearly and understanding where each other's coming from.
Blinken met in the Turkish capital of Ankara with Foreign Minister Hakan Fidan after a frantic weekend of travel that took him from Israel to Jordan, the occupied West Bank, Cyprus, and Iraq to build support for the Biden administration's proposal for humanitarian pauses to Israel's military campaign in Gaza. Meanwhile, Israeli forces have severed northern Gaza from the rest of the territory and pounded it with intense airstrikes overnight, setting the stage for an expected push into the dense confines of Gaza City. Also at SRNNews.com, former President Donald Trump takes the stand in his civil fraud trial in New York. Julie Walker has more.
The civil fraud lawsuit accuses Trump and his company of dramatically inflating his net worth. Before entering the courtroom, the former president said it's a political prosecution.
Really, election interference. It's over. This trial is ridiculous.
And Trump railed against State Attorney General Letitia James, who brought the lawsuit.
The political operatives that I'm going to be dealing with right now. You have a racist attorney general.
Outside court, James said the facts speak for themselves.
And numbers, my friends, don't lie.
At State Supreme Court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Stocks have changed course and are now lower. The Dow is losing 13 points and the NASDAQ also down 13. This is SRN News. Abortion is on the ballot in Ohio tomorrow and other states are lining up.
At issue is an amendment to the Ohio Constitution that would enshrine the procedure right up to the moment of birth. The Buckeye State is the only one voting on abortion in 2023, but next year both Maryland and New York will do so. And there are efforts to put the issue before the public in at least nine other states so far. The repeal of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court has freed up individual states to make their own abortion decisions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Facing an increasingly violent America, churches are having to decide whether or not to allow guns in the building. Pastor Jimmy Hardaway Jr., who leads Trinity Baptist Church in Niagara Falls, New York, carries a concealed pistol to protect worshipers. He says, "I'm really not free if I have to sit here and worry about threats to the congregation." This is SRN News. Seeking to generate excitement around a largely lackluster economy, Chinese Premier Li Qiang pledging to continue deepening reforms, expand free trade zones, and relax market access for foreign investment.
Li made the remarks as he delivered a keynote speech at the opening of the 6th China International Import Expo in Shanghai. The event seeks to draw thousands of foreign businesses shopping for Chinese products and looking to expand trade and investment with the world's second largest economy. Official data show China's economy expanded at a 4.9% annual pace between July to September, beating analysts' forecasts of about 4.5%.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Aid agencies say heavy rains and flash flooding have killed at least 30 people and displaced tens of thousands in Kenya and Somalia. Emergency and rescue workers trying to reach an estimated 2,400 residents drowned by floodwaters in southern Somalia. More details at SRNNews.com.